We are reading from Talmud Esher Asfirot, Part 2, Istaklut Pnimit, item 94. You can ask questions on COP TV, and the selected questions will be asked here.
The thing is, whether it's reading Zohar or Tess or anything Kabbalists wrote, is only the difference in languages. In the end, they're talking about connection between us, that it'll be in the right way so that we'll discover the upper reality until the point we start living it.
Item 94, Istaklut Pnimit. Every degree that receives from another does not have any...
Again, I'll read. Any degree that receives from another degree, meaning not by itself, and does not have any form of bestowal, meaning it receives, it is regarded as nefesh, meaning it can be someone very great or something very great. If there's such a state that he receives from someone and he doesn't bestow, only receives what he's given, that state is called nefesh. I can receive 1,000,000 tons of gold without bestowing, and then I'll feel that 1,000,000 ton as nefesh, meaning I can receive 1 gram of rocks, but if I bestow it, meaning I give back to someone who gives me that gram of rocks, then I'll feel ruach and neshama, chaya and yechida, meaning it's not what you receive that is important, rather it's the manner in which you receive that counts. Is there a manner of bestowing in the reception? And that is how each and every degree is measured. Any degree that receives from another degree, and does not have any form of bestowal in and of itself, is regarded as nefesh, nefisha, because it means that it cannot feel any more, even if it's 1,000,000 tons of gold. It's just like that. This is what's happening with us. Why do we now feel the lowest possible state in reality? Because we have no bestowal. Once I have somewhat of bestowal, I'll feel the worlds of Asiya, Yetzirah, Briya, Tzilut, only to the extent of bestowal on my part. And that world of Ensof that I'm always in is felt in me as this world. Please.
Item 95. For that, the reason of all the gulim is regarded as all nefesh. The rule is that any degree that is not poured upon by Or Elyon but receives is Heara from another degree, and that O is called O Nefesh or O Hanekeva. Because the Gulim do not receive from the Or Elyon but receive their Heara from the Kav, they are also considered as O Nekeva or O Nefesh. It has also been explained about Kelim de Yosher that if the entire aviyut in the Masach had not been purified, then the influence of the O Elyon is no longer there. In that state, all that it has Heara from the previous degree, which is therefore called O Nefesh.
Questions? It's understood, okay? Let's go on. Chapter 9.
Chapter 9 explains why every sfira consists of 10 inner sfirot, and in the turn consists of 10 inner sfirot within the other 10 sfirot, and continue to expand by the manner indefinitely and incessantly. Each and every sfira from every olam consists from 10 sfirot within 10 sfirot. The issue of division of sfirot into inner sfirot and inner sfirot and so forth indefinitely. It is a wonderful law in the upper worlds that every sfirah that we choose to examine, we find 10 inner sfirot. If we take a single sfirah from those 10 inner sfirot, we find another 10 inner sfirot inside the first sfirah. Also, if we take one sfirah in the inner sfirot, we once more find 10 sfirot in it, which are inside the previous inner. And so on and so forth incessantly.
According to which law is this happen? What is the name of this rule, this foundation, that each sfira must consist of both? Yeah? What? Can't hear you. No, it's not that there's no absence in spirituality. Something else? Not the collective and the particular are equal. It's not that. Why? I'm not talking about the intensity of each and every particular. And even that is not the case. We can talk about it. Remind me later. Why is it that in any little thing I touch, there's always 10 sfirot there, and not 10 or 11. Oh, Havaya. That's it. Havaya, there can't be anything less. Because there's no Malchut. And before Malchut, it's all lights. Only the Malchut, the 10th, is what receives the light, what the Kli is. And if we can point at something, see something, refer to something, it's Malchut. And before Malchut, all the other phases must exist, which in Sfirot equals 9, and it being the 10th. So, each and every detail in reality, as well as the whole of reality, and every detail in it, always consists of 10 sfirot, 10 parts, let's say. Yeah?
97. Any oil that passes through the degrees leave its root in each degree it passes.
Again.
Every oil that passes through the degrees leaves its shorish in each degree it passes. You'll understand the reason for this according to the rule that there is no absence in spirituality. It explains that it is impossible that there will be any kind of ol in the lower one that will not exist in all the upper ones above it, to Ein Sof.
Again, it is impossible that there will be any kind of light in the lower one that will not exist in all the upper ones above it. Meaning, if there's anything below, it has to come from above, with all the details and form and shape as it is below.
The reason is that even a small luminance that emerges in the lowest degree in the Olamot must spring from Ein Sof and travel through all the Olamot and degrees before that low degree, until it comes there. Because this Heara, a luminance, comes down through the degrees, it cannot be absent from the first when passing through the second, and absent from the second when passing through the third, etc., until it comes to the last degree which receives it. Corporeal objects move from place to place, yet that is not all possible in the spirituals, where there is no absence and replacement. Instead, when a he'ara, a luminance, travels through a certain degree, even if only passing, it acquires its place there.
that the lack that rises from us up to and so infinity builds this unique route. And that route is integrated with the whole of reality because it's an integrated system where everyone is interconnected. And the light that comes afterwards and reaches down, it fills up all those paths, meaning the slightest action in spirituality shocks and completes the entire system to the very last detail. And it's impossible that in some place there's no change by the littlest action of the littlest person below. Just like that. We can't conceive of this integrality. Our mind is not built that way. Not our emotion either. When we rise above ourselves, we begin to be built that way. We reorganize with this sense of bestowal. It's this integral sense that senses the whole system. Then, Ruach of Nefesh, and so forth, we begin to see that this is how it works in reality. And then we can understand what happens in the world today. Yeah.
And all light that appeared once in a degree remains there for all of eternity. Item 98.
Read the title twice, always.
And all, a light that appears once in a degree, remains there for all of eternity. The entrance and transference from the next degree does not decrease the all that has acquired its place there in any way. Rather, it is like lighting one candle from another without diminishing the first. Here too, when the light, the O, leaves the first degree and descends to the next, the O remains complete in both the first and the second. Likewise, when it enters the third, the O does not move from the second at all. The O is complete in both the second and the third. It passes by the same manner through all the degrees that precede the last degree, being the actual receiver for which the Ol came down from Ein Sof, becoming fixed in all of them. The reason for this is that there is no absence in the spiritual. Any Ol that's shown in spiritual Prina once will not move from that prina forever, not even a bit.
According to which rule does this work? No absence in spirituality. What does it mean, no absence in spirituality? Where does it, why does it apply? Why can't the light just vanish afterwards? All the degrees are interconnected, it's true, but other than that, yes, Chaim, it doesn't matter, just say it, we'll repeat it. It makes for the path from below upwards. Yeah, it's true, but you could say it like this, that it's, we only rise in holiness and we don't never decrease, meaning the corrections are always added. What we have corrected stays for eternity, and that's why the light and Kli must already exist and then only gather. So, no absence in spirituality, it's true. And it exists because each and every correction must stay, on top of which more corrections accumulate. we always rise in holiness.
When the light of Chokhmah passes to its place through Keter, it leaves its shorish in Keter. Again, when Or Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah, passes to its place through Keter, it leaves its root shorish in Keter. 99. From the aforesaid, we can thoroughly understand the matter of Histaklut, of the 10 Sefirot, one within the other, and one within the other incessantly. For example, when the first two Sefirot emerge, namely Keter and Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah must spring from Ein Sof and thus must also travel through Keter before it comes to the Sefira of Chokhmah. Because the light of Chokhmah shone in Keter once, namely it passes through, it is therefore impossible for it to ever be absent from there. Consequently, it necessarily implies that even after Or of Chokhmah it's reached the Sefira of Chokhmah, the Or Chokhmah still remains complete in Keter. Thus the Sefira of Keter now has two lights, Orot, being the light of Keter and the light of Chokhmah.
What does it mean that there is no absence in spirituality? That if the light of Chokhmah reaches the Sefira of Chokhmah through the Keter, then it must always stay in Keter. Why does it have to stay there? It reached Chokhmah, that's it. Why does it need to be before this in Keter all the time?
No.
Yeah? Why?
Because by him being there is cause and effect. It has to be there.
How does it sustain it and connect it to Ein Sof? All the light, we only say it comes from Ein Sof, meaning that it goes down that road, but we only build ties with the emanator, so that tie cannot be torn, cannot be cancelled. Yes, next.
Item 100. When the light of Bina passes through Keter and Chokhmah, it leaves its root in them, and so on by the same manner. When Or Bina passes through Keter and Chokhmah, and 100. It is the same with the light of Bina, because it must travel through two preceding Sefirot before it comes to Bina. It necessarily acquires its place in Keter and Chokhmah as well. Thus, there are now three Orot in Keter. Or Keter, the light of Keter, Or Chokhmah and Or Bina. Likewise, there are two Orot in Chokhmah, Or Chokhmah and Or Bina. And one Or in Bina, namely her own Or. It continues by the same manner until Or Malchut emerges. At that time, Keter has all the 10 Sefirot, because the low 9 Orot have necessarily traveled through Keter, thus acquiring their place there. There are also 9 Sefirot in Chokhmah, because all the 8 lower Sefirot below her traveled through her and remained there. Likewise, there are 8 Sefirot in Binah, 7 in Chesed, 6 in Gvura, etc. Through Malchut, who has but her own Or, because there aren't any more Sefirot that will travel through her.
Yeah.
Student from the United States is asking, what does it mean leaves its root in them?
All the lights that pass through to the place that draws them, that invites them in by the lack, The one who wants to bestow says, requests, it says, I'm willing to receive. You see, bestowal has to happen only by reception, because there's nothing for the Creator to give, on our part, that is, for us to give to the Creator, besides the place for Him to fill us up. Otherwise, and it has to be in order to bestow, otherwise it's a klipa, shell. So there's a desire that is willing, ready to receive in order to bestow, and then he asks, I want that light to come to me, I will receive it in order to bestow. All the rest of the system becomes the conduit for that light. It's not that they actively take part in and of themselves, but each and every part assists that desire, that place that can now make an action of bestowal. Let's say you've received an opportunity to be in contact with someone important. We, your friends, help you make that contact. So we are the assistants. We help you make that connection, build it for you, and you make it. So there are lights that go through the vessels, vessels that assist leading the light to that place. And the light, when it enters, it makes the coupling of striking, and the action of connection happens.
So what does it mean that the root is left in whoever passes it on?
These lights stay in the places they go through. From En Sof, let's say, to the middle of Asiya, the light flows. In the middle of Asiya, there is some kli that makes the zivug daka, coupling of striking. So this entire path where the upper light flows until from above until the middle of Asiya, these are participating vessels. They're absorbed by it as well. They build all kinds of forms and shapes. What does it mean? They also need to make couplings of striking on the way. They also build a system. Every time that someone asks for something, towards his action, his desire, the entire infinite lack, they all must stabilize. They fluctuate and then reorganize to lead the light to that state. And then something else happens, and then again, and it's throughout the whole system. It is infinite changes, infinite actions. We don't have any concept of time there, but this is how it happens. Otherwise, the light could not have reached any place.
I'll let myself put something else from my own that I understand in the question. We are used to, if we pass something on, so we give it to him. How could it be that I pass something on and it stays in me?
No such thing. You sustain the connection. It's impossible that the light will not be in you and through the whole system if some part of it is capable of receiving in order to bestow. I can't even think otherwise. That it disappears. Nothing disappears at all. Not in our world either. It only seems to us that way. What else can we say about this? Ask a question so I'll have more words. Yes, Chaim.
Every request, so all of the worlds move
without exceptions. It's impossible that there is any cell in the integrated body, that there is a change in it, and the whole body doesn't use it.
And when we say that the light is in complete rest,
yeah, but it's light in complete rest because it fills up all the vessels entirely, but not towards their feeling. Rather, when these vessels begin to respond that I want to be similar to you, and then I make an action to be similar to you, then this vessel discovers the system and its level of equivalence with the entire system and the slide of itself, and this is called the degree that it has perceived, grasped, that it's on. We're in the light of Ein Sof. We only need to reveal the lack to bestow to him. It's either to receive in order to bestow or to bestow in order to bestow. But that's where you are. All you need is the kli. To the extent you do have the kli, you find the connection and fulfillment with all the other parts of the system, the souls of the system. And you see that so far, you were the only one who was broken. All the rest were corrected, filled with the lights of Ein Sof at the final correction. Yeah.
What is that complete rest, that the light is in complete rest?
It doesn't make any action. The fact we say that the light goes through the vessels, it's just the impression of the vessels. That's how they're impressed. But there is no change in the light itself. This vessel discovers it, another vessel discovers it, so it seems like it goes through the vessels. But in fact, it doesn't go through, they only discover it. All the actions happen by the light, but they happen in the vessels. And the light is at complete rest because its form is the same form of bestowal, and that's it. Yeah.
We give different names to quantities or qualities of light
based on what the kli discovers. What does the light mean? In Yud Kei Vav Kei, we add all kinds of letters. They are not lights. They are additional vessels that are added in the original vessel, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, as it starts being impressed by something. We never actually feel the light. We feel our impression of something. Of what? We don't know. Unknown. His essence. What we feel as a result of his essence, that action, that response in us, that feeling in us, is what we call light. What we call light is already an outcome. And it isn't only an outcome in the vessels. It's something that bestows upon me. What is he? I don't know. Because you want to discuss something that exceeds the kli, that is unbounded, abstract form. No. Only the form dress in matter is the new form that I take on. Let's say my matter used to be sand. Now I turned that sand into a house or into an elephant and so forth. It is the forms that my matter can take on. And they are called the light of nefesh, light of ruach, etc. Let's move on to the next part.